folks, hello and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Check us out also on CFRC.ca or any radio music app that you can find in the App Store.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
We just heard Murder of Crows by Leanne
Betsimoke.
Betsimoke Simpson.
We have one of her books.
Yes,
we do. She's a great writer.
So you're not allowed to be mad at us if we mispronounce your name because we gave you money.
Yeah, no, I just didn't know she was. She did music too. So
yeah, very cool.
Talented lady. Oh my goodness. Great author.
Before that, we heard New Royal Otis. That's Who's Your Boyfriend? And right at the top, we heard Gorilla's Humility. Folks, we have a breaking news down the wire from one Mr. Michael Stipe, who has some bad opinions about his own music. But we're going to let those slide. I'm not going to ring that bell again.
Okay.
I actually kind of am, because I don't agree with what he's saying here.
Mm.
He had this blue sky thread that he opens with that classic Simpsons bit of Homer claiming that he could sing all of the lyrics to The End of the World by R.E.M. And then the person interviewing him saying, "No, you can't, Mr. Simpson. No one can." Which might honestly be true. Stipe has this thread where he claims to clarify some of the lyrics in, you know, the classic song It's the End of the World as We Know It, which has a lot of lyrics that are sung very quickly, and none of the R.E.M.'s albums have any liner notes. And Michael Stipe sort of is infamous for garbling his lyrics on purpose so you can't really tell what he's saying, to drive people like me crazy. Hence me being driven crazy by him now clarifying the lyrics. Apparently, so as it is on Genius, the lyric is, "Left her and it wasn't coming in a hurry with the Furies breathing down your neck. Team by team, reporters baffled, Trump tethered, crop, look at that low plane, fine, then." Stipe disagrees. Mr. Michael Stipe says the lyrics are, "Left of West and coming in a hurry with the Furies breathing down your neck. Team by team, reporters baffled, trumped, tethered, cropped. Look at that low playing, fine then." Not a low plane, low playing, folks. What does that even mean?
Okay.
Right.
So sorry, I have zoned out. So this is the lyrics to
It's the End of the World as We Know It,
yeah. Which have never been published until now.
Yes.
Wow.
So That mean, like, the Genius lyrics, the lyrics on SongFacts, REM fan sites, have all got these lyrics wrong, according to Mr. Michael Stipe.
Think of all the people that have, like, sung karaoke and the karaoke songs, like, lyrics on the board.
Yeah.
Like, were taken as
Not
fact.
Only that, apparently Michael Stipe has said in previous interviews that he would Google the lyrics beforehand because he couldn't remember them all. So there's honestly a number of live performances by REM where he's done the wrong lyrics.
So, perhaps he's making this stuff up.
I think so. Because, like, what is a low... Look at that low-playing, fine band. Plane. Low-plane makes more sense. And it sounds like that's what he's saying in the recording.
Yeah, I think maybe he's being silly. What if he's, like, having a stroke or ran this through AI just to mess with everybody?
No, he's a good man. He wouldn't do these things to us.
He wouldn't have a stroke? Good people have strokes all the time. You don't know.
But he wouldn't be doing AI, at the very least.
Mm, I don't know.
No, yeah, I know.
Some people
Come
his
on.
Age are really into
no,
AI.
No, this
they
man is
really
one
cool.
of my heroes.
They
You're not allowed
really
to say this.
Cool.
No. I forgive him for voting for Obama. But I will not forgive him for AI.
Okay. Well, we just don't know what's happening is the gist.
Yes. So. But, folks, why don't you be the judge? I'm going to play the song. You tell me what the lyrics are. Do you know, the author is dead. Folks, we don't have to listen to this old bald man.
Exactly.
That's exactly right. Anyway, folks, here's REM. It's the End of the World as We Know It.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake, birds and snakes, an airplane. Lenny Bruce is not afraid. I have a hurricane. Listen to yourself. Churn world serves its own needs. Dummy serve your own needs. Feed it up an ox. Speak grunt. No strength. The ladder starts to clatter with. Furious breathing birthday party, cheesecake, jelly bean, boom, you symbiotic, patriotic, slam, button, that, right? Thank you.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake-Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard the Wesleys with their track Magic Wand. Before that, Only the Vain by Super Pyramid. And right at the top, REM, It's the End of the World as We Know It. Folks, I've come across... this is an excerpt from a legal text from 13th century France that I thought you would be interested in. Quote... Upon hearing of Anjou's death, a tailor of Orleans named Guillaume Le Junipier, when, quote, overcome with wine, burst into a tirade which can be heard the rarely recorded voice of his class. What did he go there for, this Duke of Anjou, down there where he went? He has pillaged and robbed and carried off money to Italy in order to conquer another land. He is dead and damned, and the King of St. Louis, too, like the others. Filth, filth, of a king and a king. We have no king but God. Do you think they go honestly what they have? They got honestly what they have? They taxed me and retax me, and it hurts them that they can't have everything we own. Why should they take from me what I earned with my needle? I'd rather that the king and all kings were dead than that my little son should be hurt on his little finger. Pretty nice, you know. Medieval people, they are not unknown to us. They are exactly like us. They don't like taxes, and they don't like the people in charge. Up next, we got New Wolf Alice. Their new record, The Clearing, is out now. Here's their single, White Horses.
Thank you. rage, fears of chandelier, and it's falling. I was beautiful then, and I'm beautiful now. I still have them in my back pocket. Renovation plan, sex with your best friend. The coffee's burnt, your mom's calling. Wanted a geisha wife, but I'm a Swiss Army knife. My angels are always about dying alone. Cheap perfume as you coughing. Schedules, deadlines, bills are falling behind. Screaming into your pillow, I'm laughing. Waiting like a stone in your guest room alone. He thinks no one's home, he starts crying. My body aches and the chain breaks until the tragedy flows. I'm
go. like a thread and a needle. We're just typical people. We're hoping to be friends, do cool stuff, and be equal. I think that's where it's at. Can we just say that that, oh, was the end of
folks. Hello and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard The End of That by Plants and Animals. Before that, we heard Goldie Boutelier with Favorite Fear, and at the top, Wolf Alice with their track White Horses. It's now time, folks, for Isopanisad Radio Minute. This is the part of the show where I talk about a Mountain Goat song for longer than the Mountain Goat song, and then this week we're listening to Down Here off of Full Force Galesburg. This is a very short little apocalyptic track. It's 1 minute, 35 seconds of glory. He talks about how on Venus it rains sulfuric acid, but the raindrops evaporate before they hit the ground. That is actually true. The surface of Venus is over 460 degrees Celsius, and that while they do have a lot of carbon dioxide there, I say they as if there are people there, while there is a lot of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere of Venus, there are also these pockets of sulfur dioxide clouds, which sometimes rain sulfuric acid. Very, very cool. The other thing that I need to note here is the stanza at the end here. Johnson Johnson is my name. Brooklyn is my station. Heaven is my resting place. God is my salvation. So this is an old snow clone, or just like this cliche phrase that people would put on. It's in a lot of folk songs. It's in a lot of prayers, literature. People would put it onto their gravestones. It's just like a nice little rhyme that people like and like to play with. The name Johnson Johnson that he uses is from an old folk song called The Twa Brothers, which has been around for a very, very long time. It's just, I don't know why it's stuck on to the end of this track, but I really like it. It's my favorite part of the song. It's called Down Here by the Mountain Goats.
Brooklyn is my station. Heaven
my salvation.
Only you, babe. Only you, babe.
Folks, hello, and thank you so much for hanging out with us this lovely Tuesday morning. As always, we just heard Dark Red by Steve Lacy. Before that, we heard Water From Your Eyes with their new track, Knights in Armor.
They're such a good band.
Knights without a K. Knights in Armor. Cute.
Yes.
And at the top, we heard the Mountain Goats with Down Here.
Yes. Thank you for hanging out with us.
Uh-huh.
It's been a blast.
Of course.
And we will, of course, be here with you next week.
That's also true.
With even more TIFF news.
That's exactly right.
So thanks for always listening to us ramble about movies.
Mm-hmm.
And we hope you have a great rest of your day and keep it tuned to CFRC all day.
Yeah. We've got one last track for you. It's The Weaker Thans. This is a fire door. Never leave open. That's the name of the song, not an instruction I'm giving you.
bikes race towards the corner of the dining room and half illuminate a face before they disappear.
Chapter in one of Canada's longest sports rivalries will be written on Saturday, September 13th. The Queens Gaels travel to Toronto to reconnect with their old four foes. It's a clash 5 decades in the making, as the last Varsity Blues victory came on October 12, 1975. Can Queens continue their golden rule over the Varsity Blues, or will Toronto shock the